Yes, it's the Friday afternoon show.
Now, this afternoon, on the Friday afternoon show, we've got a very special guest in the studio who we'll be talking to in a minute. So we've changed our format slightly. So in the first hour of the show, we're going to be doing an interview with Mr. Terry Ramplin. And a very big welcome to you, Terry.
Welcome, Terry.
We're going to be talking about, if you don't know Terry, he's the guy and his wife, Sue, behind the wonderful Long Lane Christmas lights. And he's going to be telling us about that. We're going to ask him some questions and just get behind, you know, all the effort and work that goes into that. And also the fact that Terry and Sue have been raising so much money for charities on the Isle of Wight over the last two decades. And we'll talk about that in a second. So, very big good welcome to you, Terry.
Welcome, Terry.
It's nice to have you in the studio.
Thank you to be invited.
Now, I've read a little bit, obviously, about what you've been doing. And you've been doing the lights and decorations in Long Lane with your wife, Sue, for the last 24 years.
That's correct. 24 years, yes. We just started, like everybody else, really, with just a few lights around the fascia boards and around the houses, and then the garden, it slowly progressed, and a few people said to me, why don't you just put a charity box on the wall and raise a few pounds for different charities? And that's how we started.
And that's how it all started. And there's one question I'd like to ask you is, what all that time ago, what actually inspired you to do it? Was it just something that you love Christmas and you just felt as though I could actually do something here?
So I suppose as a child, Christmas went very well in our house. We didn't have a lot of money in one thing and another, so yeah. We never had a lot. So all of a sudden, I decided we'll just put a few lights up, and it just grew. And when I see what it done and the happiness, what it done for different people, and the hospice when we at Newport, when the lady come up, and I think we give her just around £350, she was so over the moon that the help that money at that time could do. And that's how it all started.
So how long does it take you to put up the lights?
on average...
Quite a long time, I should think, Terry.
On average, I would like to say it's roughly 2 months. But because it's like this year has been the most horrendous year, as everybody knows, with all the rain, the winds and everything. So one afternoon, I'll get out there for a few hours. Then the next day, for 2 days, I can't get out there. Then there's like a big storm.
Yeah.
So every week, I think, oh, I'll get that done in a week. No. So now I'm way behind. So like last night, I was out in my garage to about 8 o'clock.
Wow.
And as soon as I leave the radio station today, I'll be out there till dark.
It's just so much
incredible.
So much to do, and I guess the weather's not been very friendly to you this year, so you really do have to think about, when do I actually start this? You know, I guess you can look at the forecast and think we're not going to have a very good weather over the next few weeks, but it's around about 2 or 3 months, isn't it, before you actually get to the point where you can turn on the lights and stand there and collect the cash for charity. And so, yeah, it's quite a long time.
When I actually start is, like, my birthday's in October and Sue's birthday is in October. Mine is the 9th and Sue is the 24th. So the marquee, normally, I try and get in between our two birthdays so we can go out on Sue's birthday for a meal or something nice on her birthday.
Yeah.
So the start really is in the middle of our two birthdays.
Ah, I see.
So every year is October, and that's when the marquee goes up, things start to get moved, emptied, and I can start to just get it out of sheds and such like. So that is the actual starting date. And then it's all down to what time the weather allows me to do, and other circumstances in our life, because we still try and live a little bit.
Yeah, you do have a life as well, don't you, Terry? Well, you try to.
Well, just a little bit.
So what's your favourite Christmas decoration?
Well, I always say Father Christmas. We started with him in an old wooden chimney I made on top of our garage, and he's still there, still to this day. I've had a few chimney pots. Well, I've had to make, because it's only out of wood. But it looks a bit rough, but he's still there, he still comes on, and so I would still say, good old Father Christmas.
I like Father Christmas. I would say you're the Father Christmas of the Isle of Wight, Terry. Yeah.
Well, over the 24 years I've been actually doing it, it's lovely. It's not just doing the lights and to see the happiness, hopefully, with the snow machine going, and when it's nice weather and that we can use it to its best times. When it's too windy or too rainy, I can't use it. Or if it's below freezing, I can't use it because the machine will freeze.
Well, we're going to talk about Father Christmas a lot more with Terry over the next hour.
We are.
And then we'll join Terry again for some more Christmas magic. Now, Terry, do you need do you need 5,000 volts to light your lights?
I was just going
to
say, that would blow a few bulbs, right?
It would blow a few fuses in your house, wouldn't it?
But I wouldn't mind borrowing it over a period of time.
Well, you're going to need a lot of voltage for your Christmas lights.
Yeah, anyway. Quite pleased with that.
If you've just tuned in, we're talking to Terry Ramplin here from Long Lane, a well-known figure on the island, raised a huge amount of money for charities. And just listing some of these charities, Terry, going back, Daisy Chain, Isle of Wight Children's Charity, Ability Dogs for Young Persons, Home Start, the Cancer Unit at St Mary's Hospital, the Lottie Rand Trust, Medina House School, Hampshire Island and Isle of Wight Air Ambulance. It's incredible. I mean,
it is incredible.
You've raised thousands and thousands of pounds for charities. But one of the ones that potentially at the moment is making a huge difference to men's lives is the Isle of Wight Prostate Cancer Support Group. And you've been raising funds to help them with their testing days. And you were saying it costs about £5,000 to put on a testing day?
Yes, so I've been told. I'd just like to add, I've been involved with them now for the last few years, and the first time I gave them, the support group, £2,500. They had some money they collected from all the charity work outside of supermarkets with their little pots, and they put their money to it. Well, had enough money then to put the event on at Newport. Up to that time, nobody put money into the Prostate Cancer Support Group for the funding of doing this testing at Newport. So the money I gave them and the money they had themselves, they put together, and it was the first time they'd done any testing in the little scout hut behind, I still call it Maury's, but it's Dewson, in Newport. And when they did do the testing, it was roughly, like it's come back again this year, roughly 10% of the men will walk through those doors to be tested come back positive. So without that money, what I've raised over the years, or the last 2 years, none of that event would actually take place. So I'd just like to say that's why I'm doing it again this year, because men hardly get tested on the Isle of Wight. And I am the first person in Newport to actually give them the money to help them do this testing. So there's a lot of men around Newport should have a clear frame of mind that they're either clear or they need just a little bit of help.
Well, you mentioned there, Terry, the statistics, and I understand that recently 300 men have had testing, and
302 men.
10% of that, that's 30 men, were indicated positive.
Yes.
So there, it's actually a process, and there's always a bit of a stigma about this, I think. You know, what is going to happen? How does it actually happen? The key thing that the test is looking for is the PSA, and that's prostate specific antigen test. And it is literally only a blood test. It's half an hour of your time just to get a blood test, and that will then give the PSA results. And as you say, you know, it's such an important thing for men. And I think certainly for men of an older generation, there's a bit of a stigma about going to the doctors, perhaps. You know, I'm okay. Well, I can speak from experience because...
Like you, Spud.
I have that PSA test every year, and the main reason for that was because my father had prostate cancer.
My granddad.
Your granddad, and he passed away because it was caught. It wasn't caught. It wasn't.
And can I
it
just
add, didn't happen.
Bill Turnbull, he said if he got tested earlier, the chances his life would have been a lot longer.
Well, it's absolutely crucial, and it's nothing to be afraid of. I have that test every year.
And go and get tested.
Yeah, absolutely, go and get tested. And is there another test this year, or will it be next year, Terry?
I think all the testing this year is done. I think when I spoke to Alan, they've done... standing outside of supermarkets, Tesco's, and everywhere else, and all these events. I think they've been to 80 different things. They've put their time and effort to try and get this going and up and running.
Yeah.
The time and effort a lot of those volunteers put into this, and all it's all about, it's like myself with all my Christmas lights, is to save or help to save life.
Well, thank you, Terry. We're going to talk to Terry a bit more. So we're here in the studio with Mr. Terry Ramplin this afternoon, and we've been talking quite a bit about the charities that Terry's been supporting, and Sue, of course, and the Prostate Cancer Support Group. But let's talk about the event that's coming up for this year. So, Terry, it's all happening next Saturday on the 25th. So do you want to tell us a little bit? I know you don't want to say specifically who's going to turn the lights on, because it's a secret, well-known person. And that's what,
it is a secret, well-known person.
That's all you're going to get off us.
I always say it's nice just to turn up and see who is actually there.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. So who else is going to be there, Terry?
Well, us, of course.
Yourself, yeah.
But we've got the local...
Yeah, we've got the White Diamonds. White Diamonds Marching Band, and they're going to be... We would suggest that if you want to attend this event next Saturday, get there for about 5:30 in the afternoon. The light switch on is at 6 o'clock. There'll be the White Diamonds Marching Band there, and they're going to be playing some Christmas songs.
They certainly are.
About 15, 20 minutes before the lights go on.
They're setting about the same when the lights are all on. And so hopefully it'll be all jolly and lit up, and people will be all festive and happy. And we've got a... Hopefully our Father Christmas will appear.
Well, you specifically asked, haven't you, for a volunteer Father Christmas, because you've got your hands full, you know, just being there. You're doing everything. But if somebody out there would like to be Father Christmas for a couple of hours next Saturday night, and I'm looking at Chip here.
I'm looking at Spud here. I mean, Spud could... work on the mince pies.
I've got white hair. All I need is a white beard.
Yeah, but I have got a man who's come forward.
Good.
He said he's got a nice red coat, so hopefully... Good. That's good enough. It will be fine.
Now, the other thing that...
Father Christmas is going.
Terry, are you still needing volunteer knitters to help with supplies for tree decorations? Are you okay with that?
Some ladies from the library in Newport, even this morning, I picked up a bag of knitting they've done.
Fantastic.
To help the charity. And I went and picked it up, and it's lovely. Anyone who would like to just knit something and put into my little marquee after the switch on, because that's when we can actually do it, everything what is sold goes 100% to the charities.
That's what amazing.
Will be prostate cancer.
That is awesome. Now, I really want to make this point strongly to people that are going to be attending. And one of the things that is important for charities, particularly, is to have a bit of cash in your pocket. Because a lot of people will go and they'll think, okay, I can use my card, I can use my phone. But actually, in reality, you know, things like car boots and charity events and even shows, you do need cash, and that does make a big difference.
But it's not just me. It's not me who needs the cash.
No.
All these charities, what you've mentioned, without that money, what is cash, what is put into my little tabs or my little box on the wall, that cash, what is in people's pockets, has done so much help for all these different charities I've tried to support. Because even like the air ambulance, they need our support.
Yeah, of course.
And without cash. So I can only urge people just to put some money in their pocket, because you're supporting something. And when we go back to this prostate cancer, without the support I've put or give to prostate cancer at Newport this year, those men wouldn't have known they've got it.
And the point is, and you said this earlier, it could be a member of your own family. It could be your brother, your father, your grandparents. It's so important, really, and to help with that.
And I will just add, as I was told, because I'm not technical on any of this at all, but the gene can be in the family, and if it's found high in the man, it can go to your daughters.
Yeah. Well, Terry, it's a sobering thought, and then we'll have a final conversation.
Thank you very much.
After the break. Well, we'll know what we're going to be doing next Saturday evening, aren't we, Chip?
Yeah.
We're going to be in Long Lane at the Big Switch On. We've got Terry here in the studio this afternoon. First of all, thank you very much, Terry, for coming in and talking to us about the Christmas lights, but also some more serious things, particularly relating to the charities that you've supported, and particularly the prostate cancer support group that you're collecting for this year.
Well, as you just said, this is 24 years now, so it's been a lot of hard work and time put into all these events. But the lovely thing about it, without that wonderful thing called cash, what's been
which
put
we just
in,
mentioned, yeah.
What I've got to mention, because without that, to come to see these lights, none of those charities that you've mentioned earlier would have no benefit at all.
Yeah.
So all my 3 months of effort,
hard
time,
work and labour,
work, the cost of all these lights, I've a lot of it I've had to weather myself. But I do ask if anybody would like to either give me some cash to buy some lights or some lights, I'd be most grateful. And of course, as I ask the ladies, what could ever knit any little things to hang on the little Christmas trees, it all goes in to the charity.
Well, it all helps, and the unseen thing about this is the huge amount of work and time that you put into this, but also you're subsidizing it to a certain extent as well. And so, you know, I can't understand why you can't get some sponsorship or some support, because it's such a wonderful thing. But anyway, I'm going to give you Prostate Cancer Support Group website address. So it's www.iwpcsg.org. You can find out more information about prostate cancer support. And also, please turn up. We're going to pray for good weather next Saturday.
Yeah, we're going to pray for good
weather. Yeah. I hope the sun's shining on it. And we're looking forward to the event, Terry. So
please come.
Finally, you know, thank you so much for coming into the studio and talking to us this afternoon.
Thank you, Terry.
Well, it's been quite well supported over the 24 years, because that's what we're still going.
Yeah. So it brings such a lot of joy and pleasure, not just to children, but families and adults as well.
Well, we hope to.
And
hopefully in the new year, for all these different charities, it gives joy and happiness then.
Well,
wow, so thank
both
you.
Ways.
Thank you. And also, a big thank you to your wife, Sue, as well.
Yes,
because she has to put up with you for 3 months out in the wind and the
every
rain.
Every year.
Anyway, thank you so much, Terry, and thank you to Sue, too.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you.